Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production, now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Feel Good Podcast with Kimberly Snyder. My goal is to help you develop a holistic lifestyle based on our four cornerstone philosophy: food, body, emotional well-being, and spiritual growth. This holistic approach will help you feel good, which I define as being connected to your most authentic, highest self. And this is the place from which your energy, confidence, creativity, true power, and true beauty will start to explode. Every week, we provide you with interviews from top experts in their field or a solo cast from yours truly to support you in living your most beautiful, healthy, and joyful life. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, founder of Saluna, New York Times bestselling author, and holistic wellness, nutrition, and meditation teacher. Let's get started. Hey, beauties, and welcome back to our Thursday Q&A podcast, where our topic this week is how to create a holistic lifestyle to achieve your goals. And this is such a wonderful, important, rich topic that we want to get into as we step into 2022. Because it's true, we can say that we want this or that. I want to, you know, have my own business, or I want to find my soulmate this year. Or I want to, you know, drop 10 pounds and be really healthy. We can say these things, but if we don't create a full lifestyle to support our energy, our environment, our efforts, you know, we are like sabotaging ourselves. We don't put our best foot forward in terms of really giving power to our goals and our dreams and creating what we want. And that is our birthright. That is our potential. We are unlimited in what we can create here on planet Earth in our lives. I truly believe that, but we need to really work with our energy and nurture our energy across all of the cornerstones. So a holistic lifestyle to me, I'll say right at the top of the show, is around our food, what we're eating, how we're taking care of our body, which is our second cornerstone, everything from gut health to right movement, sleep, supplements. Now, emotional well-being and mental health is a huge one. How are we protecting our own energy from getting dissipated, getting worn down, getting overstressed, giving too much energy, too much power away to other people? How do we stay out of emotional drama? How do we stay in equanimity? And how do we increase our emotional resilience so that we stay grounded and safe within ourselves as we continue forward? This is a huge way that a lot of us just create chaos in our life, everything from relationship drama to just getting too caught up in validation outside of ourselves. So that's a really big one as well. We want to support ourselves. We're not giving so much energy to all this mental, emotional drama. And then spiritual growth wise, this is the most important one, really, if we are looking at it in that way. Everything builds, everything supports each other. But from a spiritual standpoint, connecting to the true self, and standing in our own full essence and power and bringing that into the equation when we're talking about achieving our goals means every conversation will be different. You will be more magnetic. You will draw more opportunities to you. You will draw more of the right connections and friendships. And you will also just experience more creativity in the ways you're looking at what you're wanting to create in the first place, whether it's laying out a business plan or, you know, tackling a big PowerPoint presentation for work or whatever it is. When we are connected to spirit inside of us, when we're more aware of this resource of unlimited creativity that we can learn to tap into through our introspection practices and our meditation practices, boom, everything just starts to expand. There is more synchronicity in our life. There is more harmony. And so this holistic lifestyle that we talk about here at Saluna with our four cornerstones is so useful. It is so practical and it is so powerful. So I can't wait to get more into it today. I want to give a little reminder before we do. I'm going to go straight in, but I'm going to pull back a little bit here and just remind you to please leave us a review on iTunes. It keeps the show going. It's a wonderful way to support. So please just take a minute out of your day and leave us a review. It can be one sentence long. And if you screenshot your review and email it to us at reviews@mysaluna.com, we will send you back our 7 self-love affirmation series, which is a powerful way to start reprogramming your limited beliefs into more expansive ones. This is the deep, deep part of us, what Yogananda, the great yoga guru, Paramahansa Yogananda, calls the superconscious mind, where we may, again, say that we want certain things or we want to create certain things, but we may unknowingly sabotage ourselves or block ourselves when we don't really believe in what we are saying. So this is a powerful program. Again, write your review, screenshot it, send it to reviews@mysaluna.com. Please be sure to subscribe to our show as well. That way you have this constant influx of positivity and self-care coming in with these Q&A shows on Thursdays, our Monday interview podcasts. We always have incredible guests. And also a little reminder, we are under 1 month. We are about 3 weeks away from the official launch of my new book, You Are More Than You Think You Are, Practical Enlightenment for Everyday Life. So do not wait 3 weeks to get your copy or copies of the new book. Please pre-order today. And that way you can still gain access to all of our pre-sale bonuses, including access to our Beyond Fear course with videos and practices. It's a wonderful course. I teach it for the first time with my husband, John, partly, and also access to our live looped event with meditation and Q&A and just wonderful connection time and other bonuses as well. So head over to mysaluna.com, S-O-L-L-U-N-A.com to get more information. And you can upload your receipts there. You can get your books anywhere books are sold, Barnes and Noble, Amazon, so on and so forth, and then submit there. So I cannot wait to share this book with you. I'm holding a copy in my hand right now. It just feels so exciting to share these teachings and these practices and these techniques for the first time. This book has been building inside of me for a very long time. Actually, it was, you know, some of the idea for my first book. So this would have been the Beauty Detox Solution 10 years ago. But, you know, over the past 10 years, I've grown a lot and evolved, and it feels like this is really the time to bring this book into the world. So from my heart to your heart, authentically, sincerely, I cannot wait to share it with you. All right. So all that being said, thank you, my love, for being here with me today. Feels like intimate, important time where we get to talk about all of these great things. And of course, all the energy of the community coming in with these questions. Let's get into it now. Our first question comes from Claudia, who lives in Washington. Hi, my love. Thank you for writing in. Happy you could be here with us. Thank you for being part of the community. And you write, I'm a newbie here at Saluna, and I would love a breakdown of what a holistic lifestyle means to you, Kimberly. This is a goal of mine this coming year. So Claudia, thank you so much. This is a great question. And so the word holistic to me means, even though it's spelled with an H, holistic, it is of the whole. So whole, W-H-O-L-E, like you can envision a whole pie or, you know, a whole, anything. I like to think in terms of circles sometimes, but yeah, like the wholeness. So think of us, each and every single one of us. We are a drop of cosmic consciousness, so to speak. We are unique beings that are here, alive and breathing. There is some of our being that we understand from a scientific perspective. We understand how many bones we have and how many organs we have and so on and so forth. But there is much that we don't necessarily understand in facts and figures and numbers. You know, every neuroscientist will tell you that we don't know everything about the mind and the brain. We don't understand how everything works exactly. But we do know that we are this alive, pulsating, dynamic being with incredible potential. And when I speak about a holistic lifestyle, the goal is to support our wholeness. Because when we support our wholeness, we are our most powerful. We are able to express at the highest caliber our individuality and our purpose. The fact that we are here alive and breathing means that we are meant to be here, and each of us has a unique purpose, a unique contribution for the world. If we approach our wellness or our lifestyle in a fragmented way, meaning, let's say we just focus on one thing. So we may focus on eating really healthy, but we are stressed out all the time. We don't sleep well. We don't meditate. We don't take any time for ourselves to be still and introspect. So even though we eat really well, we actually get sick and our bodies break down and we experience inflammation and bloat. And that is not what we want to create, of course. On another side, let's say we work out a lot and we run every morning and we do this full, you know, weight workout as well. But at the same time, same thing, we don't manage our mental health and we don't have any tools or regular practices that we call on to help us feel grounded and free of anxiety during the day. Maybe we reason that since we work out so much that we don't need to eat so healthily and we have a lot of binge meals and cheat foods and so on and so forth. So you can see that neither of these really is, you know, I don't think it's what any of us wants. So we ask ourselves, what do we want? And for me, and I think for a lot of us, you know, in broad terms, we want to feel good. You know, the name of our podcast, Feeling Good, means feeling connected to ourselves. We feel our energy. We are in touch with our emotions. We have tools to process and release. And so we feel lighter and more creative and joyful and blissful. And we feel more and more freedom, right? These, you know, I'm just saying this, but I think it resonates with me and I hope it resonates with you too. So if these are our goals, the best and most effective way to support our goals is to support the wholeness of us. And so this is where the four cornerstones, this four cornerstone lifestyle comes from, Claudia. It is acknowledging that we are multidimensional, complex beings with different facets. We have a physical part of us, an emotional, mental, spiritual part of us. So the four cornerstones are food, body, emotional well-being, and spiritual growth. And what always happens is if we find ourselves struggling in one area, let's say we're really struggling to get past food cravings and to just make food more easeful and know what to eat and know what to do and to do it and then keep the weight where you want it to be and so on and so forth, I can almost guarantee that if you've struggled with food for years, as I have, that we need to look holistically instead of deeper into that one cornerstone. So instead of obsessing more and more about food and nitpicking this one thing, you know, maybe there's more riboflavin that I need, or, you know, it's, oh man, I had a little bit, 2 extra grams of sugar today. my new shot, instead of going deeper, we go broader. So, oh, I'm having a lot of issues with food. Where am I in, you know, lacking nurturing myself in my emotional well-being, for instance? Oh, I need to introspect more. I need to relax. I need to find stillness. I need to process what happened in the day and let it go. Feels really good for me to journal after I meditate. I have a little bit more time to understand, and then I'm not feeling so frenzied. Okay, so that time that we spend in emotional well-being, and there's certainly a lot of more directed actions that I provide in the Soluna Circle. So it's when we focus there that we start to notice automatically that our food cornerstone starts to flow more and just to have more easefulness in it. So that is really the power of living this holistic lifestyle, Claudia, is that we, you know, sometimes it's not, it's like the leak is coming from one place, but it started somewhere else. And so it's easy to focus on, you know, food because we can see it, or just our bodies because our bodies are, you know, denser physical. But really the emotional and spiritual cornerstone is, you know, largely neglected by a lot of us. And these are where the jewels are. When I started focusing on meditating and connecting in everything amplified in my life. My love, I found my soulmate. I just found more joy in running Saluna. We attracted even more people coming in that were amazing, just endless ideas and creativity. I never, you know, not feeling stagnant. It just grows and grows. And I know the same can happen for you as well. So again, food, body, emotional well-being, spiritual growth. When we create our routines and our rhythms, and I'm sure in one of these next questions, I'll get into this. So please stay tuned, Claudia. We naturally just start to build aspects of the cornerstone into our routine. So we don't have to think so much, oh, am I hitting every cornerstone? We can just naturally start to prioritize different aspects. So for instance, in the morning, we have your hot water with lemon, and we always prioritize 7-10 minutes or more of meditation, but at least 7 minutes. So it just becomes ingrained as a practice. We're spending time doing and making tea and elixirs. We're also spending time sitting and tuning inward into our inner state. And this energy is this, you know, creates externally. It starts from the inside out. So we really do want to pay attention to our inner state. So, and I also cannot wait for you to read the new book, Claudia, especially, you know, for you and anyone listening to this. I think it's for everybody, but I'm very excited for you to check it out for yourself. So, yeah, thank you, my love. Welcome to the community. I'm so happy you're here. Please keep in touch with me and let me know how you do, how you go into the new year and any other support that you need. All right, my loves. Second question comes here from Tony, who lives in Nebraska. Hello, Tony. Thank you so much for your question. I'm so excited that you're here with me energetically today. So sending you a big virtual hug. And you write, what are some of your favorite go-to drinks that are healthy and warm your spirits during the winter season? I'm in the middle of detoxing from coffee, and I can use some suggestions for healthy alternatives without caffeine. So this is a great question. And it's true that I think that, you know, the way that so many of us turn to coffee, or for me, it's tea, it's beyond just the actual consumption of the beverage, like what the beverage contains. It's the ritual of it. It's the ceremony of it. There's something very comforting about hot drinks. There's a, you know, the feeling of it. You feel that hot drink in your hand. You start to drink it and you feel this hot liquid in your belly, in your body. And it almost feels stabilizing from your core, right? You just feel that liquid and it's in your stomach. So it's almost grounding. And so it's really wonderful to have warm drinks. And I like, one of my favorite things to do is I make a warm elixir. Last night, it was just simply ginger. You know, sliced ginger is still one of my top go-tos. I just like it a lot, and I like the subtlety of it. And I also know that ginger is so great for our digestion. So it's just something I like to work with a lot. So I like to make that warm elixir and, you know, set myself up, like prop up in bed, or sometimes I'm down here in my woman cave in my office with my journal. And I just like to drink that elixir and drink and just sip it rather, and then write. And there's something about it. It almost feels like the liquid just helps to open up my body and my mind and my emotions. And I just have that time and it feels really sacred. It feels really beautiful. So yes, detoxing from coffee. Coffee does have, you know, an acidic quality to it. So, you know, I'm a big non-coffee drinker, but I think coffee is okay sometimes, you know, not overdoing it as long as it's organic. But if you are detoxing from it, that's great too. So what I recommend is having a variety of different alternatives. Some can be more watery, just having nubs of ginger around and just slicing up fresh ginger. And lemons, you can make that ginger lemon drink in the morning as well as the evening. And also having a variety of creamier, shall we say, or like thicker, fattier drinks and elixirs. If you're feeling like you want something that feels more heavy or more like a dessert, that can be really great as well. So I like to have non-dairy milks around. Almond milk and hemp milk are, you know, some of my go-tos. I make my own almond milk. And also, without caffeine, I like to work with herbs a lot. So, you know, on the podcast with Dr. J, we've talked about some different herbal mixtures. Oh, there's also this incredible ashwagandha latte made by Banyan, which is another Ayurvedic company that I like very much. And so it's mixed already. You just add hot water, or you can add a, you can heat up the hemp milk or coconut milk or whatever it is and mix that in. And it's really delicious and it doesn't have caffeine. And this is something you could have in the morning because ashwagandha is a strengthening herb. It's for bala, which means strength in Sanskrit. So I highly recommend that. Or, you know, and also just staying hydrated in general, I think is really important for energy when you're detoxing from coffee, just to have a lot of extra, just room temperature water at hand so you can keep really nourishing yourself as you go into your day. And yeah, so just hot water with lemon, ginger, herbs, and then, you know, having some, loose leaf teas or some, even tea bags of teas that you really like that you can reach for in the winter, just to, again, keep yourself hydrated, but with that nice warm, warming liquid, I think will feel really good. So, you know, chamomile, peppermint are some of the standards out there. I also like rooibos tea a lot. So these are some of your options, Tony. But yeah, warm elixirs, great way to stay present and feel like you're really nourishing yourself at different times during the day. So thank you so much, my love, for tuning in. And thank you so much for being part of our community. All right, my loves, we have two more questions for you after the break. We're going to take a short break right now. And when we get back, I have the rest of the questions for you. So see you back here in just one moment. You all know I'm a fan of Banyan Botanicals Ayurvedic products. Today, I'm excited to share with you a new product that I'm absolutely loving, Ashwagandha Latte Mix. Ashwagandha is an adaptogenic herb, meaning it intelligently provides what your body needs most. You can enjoy this mix in the morning for a boost of energy, throughout the day, or even at night before bed. It's a creamy, nourishing, and utterly delicious way to support your holistic lifestyle. Ashwagandha Latte Mix is vegan and can be blended into your favorite milk. I've personally been making an ashwagandha latte mid-morning or in the afternoon with coconut milk, and I just love it. Banyan offers more products with ashwagandha, such as women's support, stress ease, and turmeric milk mix. As my listener, you can save 20% off site-wide at banyanbotanicals.com/saluna. That's www.banyanbotanicals.com/SOLLUNA. Hey, beauties. So I want to share with you a little bit about why I'm so passionate about our SBO probiotics. You may have probably heard of probiotics by now because they're super popular, and probiotics do help to really rebalance your whole system and your health, because we know so much is dictated by the proper balance of bacteria in our gut, known as our microflora. So why are SBO probiotics? Well, these ones, just like everything else that I love to teach about, these are based on Mother Nature. They're based in, SBO stands for soil-based organisms. So they're based in the soil, the bacteria in the soil that our ancestors used to eat in small amounts. And that would really help to nourish their guts and to keep them healthy. And that's how our ancestors got their probiotics. This type of probiotic is very hardy. It also survives stomach acid. So it goes into your gut where it proliferates, and that's where you get the benefits. SBO probiotics are so powerful, you don't need to refrigerate them. You take them every day, and you can get benefits as far as better digestion, more energy, higher immunity, even better skin. I love these probiotics. I stand by them 1,000,000%. I take them every day. I recommend them to all my clients. So check them out for yourself if you haven't yet already over at mysaluna.com. And you can use the code wellness15 for 15% off all supplements or skincare, excluding bundles. Again, that's wellness15 for 15% all supplements and skincare, including these amazing SBO probiotics. All right, my loves, we are back from our break. We have two more questions for you on this topic of creating a holistic lifestyle to achieve your goals. And our first question comes from Ava, who lives in Idaho. Thank you so much, my love, for your question. I'm so excited that you wrote in, and sending you a big virtual hug out there to Idaho. And you write, Ava, I'm honestly having a hard time working on all four cornerstones. How do you work this into your life, Kimberly, while being an entrepreneur and a mama? So thank you, my love, for this. And I understand that when we're starting to get into this lifestyle, we think, well, how do I work on all four? And how do I actually create this? So what I want to say up front, Ava, is that it's not that you're necessarily going to be doing more work. It's that you're shifting your focus and being more expansive and going wider instead of going deeper. So for instance, you know, I know a lot of moms and a lot of people in general that say to me, oh, you know, I'm constantly searching for new recipes. I'm like racking my brain. What do I make for dinner? And there's so much energy spent in that food cornerstone and always trying to make something new, that it's like, then there's not enough time to meditate, to do other stuff because there's so much emphasis there. So what I'm saying, Ava, is that we spread out our energy. So it's not just one thing. So instead of, you know, that someone racking their brain for a million new recipes, it's, you know, work with the recipes that you know, and just mix up the spices, mix up the veggies, you know, throw something in, throw in Brussels sprouts instead of broccoli and see how that completely changes things. Or, you know, find a few dressings that are different and layer that on top of your baked veggies or whatever it is. But it doesn't have to be so much emphasis on recipes and food and making things complicated. So that's the first thing, is it's not more work. It's that we're working broader. So in a similar vein, I'll give one more quick example. Instead of just, you know, pounding your body and doing like workout after workout, you know, I do know women and people that stack workouts and they do a few a day. And so there isn't enough time to meditate, or there isn't enough time to make a healthy meal. It's balancing. Oh, when I am more centered in myself, when I am releasing my emotions, for instance, I'm processing and releasing, I actually have better digestion. There's less stress. There's less stress hormones. My belly fat is going away without all the arduous struggle. I mean, things open up across all areas of our life when we work this way. I am calmer. I find myself more focused. I have less time, or more time at work, because I'm actually more efficient. So number one, realize that it's not about doing more work. It's just a shift of perspective. Then number two, Ava, we start to create junctures of time, particularly, let's say, morning and evening, where we work in all four cornerstones and we stack them so we don't have to think too much about it. We just hit on all four. So morning routine, hot water with lemon, GGS. Okay, boom, there's the food cornerstone. We're starting the day off on a really good foot. Body-wise, take your two SBO Saluna probiotics every morning without fail. Boom, just hit something in the body. I'm nourishing my body. And the core, the most important system we want to work on from a physical standpoint, is our GI tract. I've been harping on this for years. It's our digestion that affects everything else. It's our gut health that affects everything from our moods to our immunity to our skin health to our energy and so on. So boom, SBO probiotics. Number three, we meditate ideally every day in the morning. Prioritize it, please. This will really impact the tone and the flow of your energy as you go into the day. So you can try one of our practical enlightenment meditations, which are 7-8 minutes or so. Please carve out that time. It is so worth it. So now we're starting to, you know, we've hit the spiritual growth cornerstone. And then in an ideal world, Ava, you would spend at least 5 minutes in journaling or stillness, introspecting. And some of the things we can think of here in the morning are How do I want to feel today as I step into the day? What are some of the triggers or the things that have been going on for me lately that I need to be watchful for? I'll be hyper vigilant of this so that I can come back. I can just breathe into the moment, remind myself that I'm safe. Or what can I let go of that kind of carried over from yesterday into today? What do I need to process? What emotions do I need to feel and release? And again, I give a lot more guidance in the Soluna Circle. So I encourage you to join that if you are interested in taking it to the next level this year, Ava, in terms of self-growth and achieving your dreams. So same thing in the evening, I stack those cornerstones as well. So body-wise, I take a warm shower. I give myself Abhyanga a lot of nights, which is a warm oil massage, which is soothing to your nerves, helps. It's wonderful for your skin. So I'm doing something really nice for the body. Food-wise, I have a nice healthy dinner most nights. I eat earlier. You know, we have family dinner 5:30 or 6. So that gives me time to digest. Part of my evening practice is always meditation and journaling or inward time. So that, and then at the end of the day, I think about what else can I let go of? What am I grateful for? So that emotional time that I give myself, which is again, journaling, stillness, introspection with journal prompts, all of this really has made an enormous difference in my life. Because it has allowed me to see patterns that don't work for me, that I have continued to act out for many years, triggers. It helps me understand myself more. And it's the light of meditation that allows this calm space for me to really look and introspect and go deeper and deeper. So they really, everything does work together. And so I would encourage you, Ava, you don't have to see it as, oh my gosh, I need to spend like an hour in all these four cornerstones. How am I supposed to manage all this? Instead, we can see that, oh, stack your routines, make, you know, on a piece of paper in your journal, just write one aspect of each cornerstone that you would like to nourish or one goal. You know, I want to meditate every day in the spiritual one. I want to eat. I want to make the GGS every day. I'm going to take my probiotics every day. I'm going to spend, you know, 5 minutes on my mental health, just finding stillness and journaling. So then you stack them together and then it becomes, boom, a whole lifestyle. And there you go. So give it a try, Ava. Go into it. See how the cornerstones apply to your life and keep in touch with me. I cannot wait to hear how you do. Sending you so much love and happy holidays, my love. Look forward to connecting more in the new year. All right. Now we have one more question who comes from Eleanor, who lives in Florida. Hello, my Florida beauty, sending you much love to a state that I love very much. You write, last year I went into 2021 with the goal of creating my own business, but that was a complete fail. I'm now heading into this new year and feeling overwhelmed already. What do you suggest so that I actually see results this time around? Ooh, Eleanor, wonderful question. A couple of things I want to say here. The past is the past. You know, we talked about this last week a bit, but we don't want to bring any heaviness into the new year that doesn't need to be there. And one heaviness that does not need to be there is the beating yourself up, the heaviness of the guilt, the shame. Oh, I should have done this. I didn't do this. It just weighs us down. So we look at it in a pragmatic way. You know, what can I learn from the past year? Where did I abandon myself? Where did I abandon my dream? Was it in inactivity, a lack of focus? Was it from self-doubt and just not taking any steps forward? Was it from fear? Was it disorganization? Whatever it was, you want to really just shine that light and create awareness about what happened and learn from it and then let it go. That way you have clarity as you step into the year. And separate to your business, what is important is really supporting yourself as a budding entrepreneur. There is no set path forward. So you really want to bring the fullness of your unique spin on things, your unique energy into this project, into this year, into your new business. So creating this lifestyle and everything I just spoke about with Ava and the previous questions is so important for you, Eleanor, because let's say you're trying to start a business and then suddenly you're up all night and then you're eating like crap and all this stuff and you just let it all go out the window. Your energy goes down and down and down. And then you aren't in touch with the true self. You aren't in touch with your highest, best ideas and creative solutions. So that will affect your business. Everything affects everything else. So as you step into the new year, same thing for you. Look at your four cornerstones. What goal do you have for each of them? Then stack your morning, maybe middle of the day and evening routine to include those and really highlight them. And I'm a big believer in writing down your goals and intentions. So in your notebook at the front, throughout, you keep checking in, keep bringing things more and more into your awareness, but starting with a really clear focus. Now, I am particularly excited for you, my love, to read the new book, You Are More Than You Think You Are, because the longest chapter in the book, which is in section 3, so the book is structured in part 1, getting past the biggest blocks into reaching our fullest potential. So the chapter 1, part 1 includes getting past fear, claiming our wholeness, finding, really connecting to the love inside of us. Part 2 is embodying more of our true self qualities. So honing our intuition, increasing our intuition and inner peace. And then part 3, once we have parts 1 and 2 down, is really about, boom, how do we use this? Create. So the longest, and this is about abundance, magnetism. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And the longest chapter in the book is chapter 19, You Are a Creator. So this chapter will speak to you exactly, Eleanor. It is specific exercises where how you start to identify your strengths, your gifts, what is unique to you, even though it may feel completely unrelated, but we start to extract and we start to notice and observe certain parts of your life and certain times of the day. And then we work with that. And then we start to extract from it the ways that it starts to create out into form. So in an abstract sense, it sounds a little abstract, but what I'm saying is we work with your energy and we channel it. How does this support my business? Where can I take this as my greatest strength and create something that no one else has done? This is actually part of my best business idea. This is coming from inside of me. This just wants to be birthed into the world. This is how I'm going to do it. And it's so empowering when we harness this. Because again, as I mentioned earlier, we all have this unique essence. So instead of trying to figure out what people want and work backwards, we work with our essence and then we bring that into the world. So we're working inside out instead of outside in. And that is how we see the best results, Eleanor. That is where we bring our fullest energy, our fullest potential out instead of trying to shape shift ourselves into expectations from other people or, you know, what's going on out here that isn't authentically us and uniquely us. And this is how we stand out. This is how we create the best website, business, project, product, whatever it is. So I can't wait. And besides these tips, which you can start to execute right here, right now, Eleanor, cannot wait for you to start reading the new book in just a few weeks because this one will really sing to you. It will sing to your heart, my love. And I cannot wait. Thank you for being part of our community. Thank you for your question. Please keep in touch with me to let me know how you do this year into this beautiful unfolding of your own business. And before we sign off here, I'm going to leave us with a quote of the week. And this is from the Creator chapter. I actually pulled this from the beginning of the show, and I am so excited, especially about this chapter. So here we go. Quote comes right from here. Tap into your will and you will create magic. You are a creator by nature. So bring forth the creations into the world that no one else can bring forth but you. Tap into your will and you will create magic. You are a creator by nature. So bring forth the creations into the world that no one else can bring forth but you. So I'll be here to support you with a lot more information on that with the new book. But in the meantime, in the context of our show today, as we head into new year, focus on your lifestyle, focus on creating something that's so supportive as you move through your day and you flow through from food, how you're taking care of your body, your emotions, connecting to the spirit inside of you, to your true self. And you will see that this focus on environment and lifestyle will support you in spades, in infinite exponential ways as you create your dreams this year. So focus on that. And again, I got a lot more coming for you with the new book, You Are More Than You Think You Are. I cannot wait for you to read it. I cannot wait for you to have an incredible year ahead. I really feel that energy all around. So sending you so much love, my beauty, my love. Be sure to check out the show notes over at mysaluna.com for more resources as we head into the new year, recipes, supplements, skincare, courses, and more. You can also find me on social at _Kimberly Snyder. Be back here Monday for our next interview podcast. Till then, take care and sending you so much love.